USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
It looks like Amy Coney Barrett will be President Trump's nominee to fill the vacancy on the Supreme Court. That vacancy was created following last week's death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Barrett is currently a judge on the Seventh Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals out of Chicago. Her nomination and confirmation would shift the high court more to the right, with conservatives taking 6 out of the 9 seats. Senate Republicans are moving to fill that seat quickly, despite several polls showing a majority of Americans preferring that the winner of November's presidential election pick the next Supreme Court nominee. A formal announcement is expected this evening. Justice Ginsburg broke one last barrier Friday, becoming the first woman to lie in state at the Capitol. She will be buried in a private ceremony next week at Arlington National Cemetery next to her husband, Marty. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of 6, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
An update on NASCAR from USA Radio's Tim Berg, who says the sport has largely avoided an interruption by COVID-19.
The second round of the NASCAR playoffs kick off this Sunday from the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Green flag will drop just after 7 o'clock Eastern time. NASCAR has been one of those sports that's been able to persevere through the coronavirus pandemic. NASCAR driver Kurt Busch on how the sport was able to make it through the coronavirus pandemic.
It's been an incredible collaboration from everybody. The states, local counties, and cities. NASCAR came up with an approved protocol program that's now up to 48 pages that all the teams and drivers have respected. Even like when we went to New Hampshire, we had to have a letter signed by the governor upon arrival. But most of our bubble that all of us have protected and stayed in has been respected, and that's been the key thing.
You are listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
A watchdog consortium of election experts and academics are urging major media outlets to detail how they will plan for a surge of mail-in ballots as they project winners. The National Task Force on Election Crises sent letters to several outlets, including Fox News, CNN, and the broadcast networks, asking them to publicly detail 4 things, including how they will protect their decision desk from internal and external pressures on making election calls. Norm Ornstein was an analyst for CBS for 3 decades and is a current member of the task force. He told his old network that they want to be sure projections aren't made before they're sure of the results, noting that this year is different because of the large number of mail-in ballots expected due to the coronavirus pandemic.
We need news organizations, especially the ones that are the real leaders in this field, starting with CBS, to be sure that they don't give any aid and comfort to false comments or misleading information as we move to the election.
The coalition is pleading for caution when declaring a winner, when results may still be inconclusive on election night. A GoFundMe page was at well over $100,000 after Friday afternoon for 39-year-old Anthony Jefferson. He was wounded while protecting his small children at a Bronx car dealership when gunfire broke out. The injury cost Jefferson his job, though he's being held as a hero. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.